Lost, by All Nations Gospel Publishers. To be lost in a jungle with hungry beasts and deadly snakes is most frightening. To be lost in a desert where there is no water, no road, and no guide, will lead to death. To be lost on the high sea without a compass, without food and water, without sails or mechanical power, without protection from the heat or cold, is disastrous. To be lost in the high mountains covered with snow and ice, is certain death. But worst of all is to be lost in the world of sin and degradation, for it leads to spiritual destruction, death and hell. The psalmist writes, "I have strayed like a lost sheep," Psalms 119 verse 176. Sheep need to have a shepherd or they will fall prey to hungry lions, bears or wolves. They need a true shepherd like David, who killed the lion and the bear. He was willing to lose his life for the sheep. We need Jesus, the only reliable and true shepherd who gave his life for us, and leads us to green pastures and to quiet waters. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep and they know me." John 10 verse 14. It is not enough for sheep to have a shepherd. The shepherd must be a true shepherd. God said to Jeremiah, "My people have been lost sheep, their shepherds have led them astray." Jeremiah 50 verse 6. Do not follow self-righteous shepherds, who are blind leaders of the blind. Follow Jesus who came to look for and to save those who are lost. He will continue to look for and to save those who are lost. He will continue to search, until he finds them. Many years ago I met two hunters in Southwest Africa, who at one time had been lost in the Kalahari Desert. They traveled to the desert with their wives and children in a wagon drawn by donkeys. Arriving at a mountain they pitched their tents. One day the two men, who had gone out hunting for a game, found traces of a herd of antelope. They followed these and were led deeper and deeper into the desert. Towards evening the first hunter spotted the antelope, shot a couple of them, and then went to look for his companion, but was unsuccessful. The other hunter, without telling his companion, had followed another spoor which he expected would lead to the same herd. While the first hunter continued to search for his friend, darkness set in, and he lost his direction altogether. He walked through the greater part of the night, hoping that he would see the fires of the camp which would lead him to safety. He kept on walking for 2.5 days, until he sank down completely exhausted, lost and overcome by thirst. His tongue had swollen and was bleeding and hanging from his mouth. He was lost and dying of thirst in the hot desert sand. Lying in that dying condition, he turned to God for help. He could not utter an audible word of prayer, but God, who sees the heart of man, heard his cry. Suddenly the dying hunter saw in the distance a cross, and from the cross came a loud cry, "I thirst." He knew it was the cry of Jesus. It went through his whole being like a stirring life-giving power. His thirst vanished as he realized that Jesus, the Son of God, had suffered in his place on Calvary's cross. 1 Samuel 16 verse 17 and John 19 verse 28. He stood up perfectly refreshed, all tiredness and weariness having left him. He thanked God that Jesus had suffered in his place, so that he could be refreshed and revived. He thanked God with all his heart for meeting him in such a wonderful way. He then looked around and wondered which direction to take to find his people. As he looked, he saw to his surprise, a beautiful hand hovering about 4 feet above the ground, pointing a finger in a forward direction. As he moved toward it, wondering whether the hand he saw was real, it moved ahead of him. "It is God's hand and God's finger," he said to himself, and followed it for almost a day and a night. When he moved, the hand continued to move. When he stood still, the hand stood still. Finally the hand stopped over a fountain of cool water. He drank until his thirst was quenched. As he looked up and realized that the hand had disappeared, he saw from behind the nearby sand dunes, the tents of the camp. Arriving at the camp, he found his people were praying that God would bring him back safely to them. He also discovered the other hunter was among those who were praying for him. He too had been lost and God also brought him back to his family in a remarkable way. Having followed the wrong track, he found himself lost in the desert, and wandered throughout the night searching in vain for the camp. Towards dawn he saw to his surprise, his 8-year-old son, beckoning to him from a nearby dune. He wondered how the boy could have covered such a distance alone. Although the boy's footprints were not visible, the vision was so clear, that he started towards the dune, and so it went on, until he had crossed 6 dunes. On reaching the 7th, from where the little boy had been waving, he could see the tents of the camp in the distance. He soon found himself at the bedside of his son who was sleeping soundly. He realized then, that God had given him a vision, to bring him to safety. We are after all, like hunters, hunting after the things of this world, be it riches, fame, comfort, money, pleasure, success and so many other things, so that we forget to search for the kingdom of God first. We get lost in the spiritual desert of this world. Our souls thirst after God, the living God, until we cry out to Him in despair, until Jesus is revealed to us as the fountain of life. Jesus said, "I have come to look and to save those who are lost." He looks for the lost sheep until He has found it. He looks for you and me. How does a sheep get lost? By desiring that which is evil, by disregarding the call of the shepherd, by staying behind while the shepherd and his sheep move on, through listening to the voice of the tempter, or by running ahead of the shepherd and choosing its own pastures. How did the prodigal son get lost? He desired the sinful pleasures of the world. He was ungrateful to his father, he was possessed with the love of money, which is the root of all evil. The god of this world blinded his eyes, so that he could not see himself gradually, but surely drifting into the mud of sin, away from God and his father, who continued to pray for him. While he herded the pigs and suffered hunger, he awoke out of his foolishness. He left the pigs and the master, who had not allowed him to fill his empty stomach with the husks the pigs were fed on, and returned to his father. "I have sinned against heaven, God, and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." He did not accuse anybody else but himself, by admitting that he had sinned. His loving father welcomed him home by saying, "This son of mine was dead, spiritually, and is alive again, was lost and is found." Luke 15 verse 11 to 32. Suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." Luke 15 verse 8 to 10. Mary and Joseph lost Jesus in the temple at Jerusalem, and looked for him for 3 days, until they found him. Thousands of earnest church members are still lost, as far as Christ is concerned. They have never truly found him, have never been born again through the Word and the Holy Spirit, by accepting Jesus as their personal Savior. They are lost as far as the kingdom of God is concerned, for Jesus said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." Matthew 3 verse 2. Unless man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3 verse 3. Remember, Jesus is still searching for those who are lost. He is looking for you, and if you are looking for him, you will experience the happiest meeting of your life. Maybe you have lost your peace, your purity, your joy of sins forgiven, your testimony before God and man. Search until you find it in Jesus. Maybe you have lost your health, your position, your work, your income, or maybe your money. Bring your troubles, your heartaches, to the Lord, who is able to restore everything unto you, whatever it may be. But remember, whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. Luke 9 verse 24, "You may gain the whole world, and lose your own soul, which is of greater value than all the riches of this world." We are all, without exception, totally and hopelessly lost because of our sins. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. 1 John 1 verse 8 to 10. Not one of us needs to remain in the lost condition. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Luke 19 verse 10. The Lord is very near to you, and if you seek him, you will find him, but you must do it now. Seek the Lord while he is near. Isaiah 55 verse 6. You can be sure that a seeking Savior and a seeking sinner will always find each other. If you look for him, you will find him. Matthew 7 verse 7. When you have found him and have surrendered your life, your will, and your future to him, then he, the good shepherd of the sheep, will lead you into green pastures and into eternal life. Psalms 23 verse 2. You who are lost, call upon him now. Do not hesitate, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Acts 2 verse 21. Come out. Come out from the rulership of sin. Come out of Satan's dominion. Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords. The kingdom of darkness has been conquered by Jesus, the King of light and the King of peace. Come out from the slavery of sin, the slavery of Satan. Jesus has come to set you free. He has paid the price of redemption on Calvary's tree. He died for you to set you free. Galatians 5 verse 1 and Hebrews 2 verse 14 to 15. Come out from the slavery of fear, the fear of death, by which Satan has kept you in bondage all the days of your life. Jesus has conquered sin and death and has made an open show of them on the cross, where he died for you and me. He entered into the realm of death and conquered death. He rose from the grave to live forever. We live because he lives. We are crucified and dead to the world, sin and self, because Jesus was crucified and died in our place. But he rose for our justification, that through him we might have eternal life. Romans 4 verse 25. Satan, who once was the protecting angel, the guarding angel of this world, exalted himself above God and said, I will ascend above the tops of the clouds, I will make myself like the Most High. But God said, you are brought down to the grave, to the depths of the pit. Isaiah 14 verse 12 to 16. Satan the God and King of this world is conquered. He cannot rule mankind any longer, except they submit themselves to him out of their own free will. God tells us to come out from under the rulership of sin and Satan. He has appointed Jesus to be the ruler of mankind and King of all. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 17. If you have found salvation in Christ, or have been otherwise blessed through our gospel literature, please let us know. We would like to thank God with you and remember you further in our prayers. For free gospel literature, books, and tracts in over 540 languages, please contact us using www.engp-hb.co.za.